45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you tuning in today. Certainly it's wonderful to have the company, and I am not alone in the studio. You've heard me say it before if you've listened to this show, and I'm sorry to say that you will hear me say it again until this disease is eradicated. You cannot throw a stone without hitting somebody who has been touched by Alzheimer's. Chances are you are touched by Alzheimer's, one, maybe 2 degrees of separation. It is a terrible scourge that we currently bear, but there are people working hard to eradicate it. Stacey Wagner is one of those people. She works with the Alzheimer's Association of Nebraska, the Nebraska chapter. Welcome. It's great
Thank
to
you.
Have you here. Recently, you were tapped with an honor, and it's called the Purple Profile of Courage. Can you explain mm-hmm. to me what that is, please?
Yes. So I was nominated to be in the Purple Profiles of Courage, and it's an association in part with the Nebraska chapter of Alzheimer's. And we are basically going around helping with the media and going on TV and radio and trying to get the word out about Alzheimer's and our walk and just get everybody excited about it and
sure.
interested in it.
Sure, absolutely. If I may, I'd like to talk about your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom is battling the disease right now as we speak. The thing that struck me the most was when your mom became diagnosed.
Yeah, she was young. So she has got early onset Alzheimer's disease, which typically means that they're seeing symptoms or diagnosed before the age of 60. Now, she was diagnosed at the age of 62 about 5 years ago, but still incredibly young for a disease that we usually associate with older people.
Yeah, it sure is. Why don't you talk about the walk and what it means to bring the family, the friends together, as well as in this case, your mom has participated as well, and there is some sense of healing in that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. It's great to get together with other people that share in the cause, and you get to hear everybody's stories, which is really empowering. And you don't feel so alone as a caregiver as well. So we got started because my mom got interested in it. And she got so excited because the first year she earned enough money, did enough fundraising to get a medal. So we decided to walk in Omaha and got started. That was 3 or 4 years ago. This is our fourth walk. Last year, though, I was able to bring 40 to 45 people from all over the country to surprise her and walk with her.
So in essence, I mean, you kind of brought your own gang of people,
like your own
sub crowd, and then you mingle with everybody else too, don't you?
Absolutely. So it's great for them to see my mom and how she's doing, but also it was great for our team to see everybody else that was involved and maybe for our team to inspire those that were there for the first time and to hear her story.
Sure. And of course, telling the story, everybody's story is individual as the people from whom the stories come. But the key is raising the money for a variety of purposes, not the least of which is research for a cure, but also money to help providers of health care, both professional and family members, right?
Of course. So actually, Congressman Bacon just helped co-sponsor a bill that's going to focus on early onset Alzheimer's and help people that have early onset get the same benefits as older people that were covered under the same bill before. But it isn't just the medical care that costs so much when you're caregiving at home. The majority of people with Alzheimer's are still living at home, and the majority of them are being cared for by somebody older or their children, usually a daughter like myself.
Sure, a lot of times a spouse or a life partner and then a child.
And so, like in my mom's case, they have long-term health care insurance that would cover their medical costs, but it doesn't help with her daily living needs.
Right.
So my dad helps dress her, bathe her, set up her meds, take her to appointments. He does all the cleaning, all the shopping, all the cooking. We try and help as much as we can, and with the yard work and things like that. But it's still a lot of care that goes into that.
Have you found the Alzheimer's Association to be helpful in relieving some of that stress?
Absolutely. So you can go to alz.org and look it up. There are special areas to help with caregivers. Just to have support, they have different groups available. And it's important, I think, as well. I mean, it's concerned for my father, right, at this stage of the game.
Sure, absolutely. Really, to give some relief to the entire family. Stacy Wagner, congratulations on being nominated and elected as a Purple Profiles of Courage recipient. Information is available at alz.org/Nebraska. Morning Edition continues now.